This morning on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, I'm going to do my own personal quick reaction to She-Hulk. Little spoiler free, then a little spoilers, just a short one though, because we're going to do the full thing tonight. All that right of sad, we have no control over. Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll. What is happening, my friends? I am just excited to talk about Ms. She-Hulk. I almost called her Miss She-Hulk. Put some respect on that name. I wanted to say like Dr. She-Hulk, but that's not appropriate. She's a lawyer. I really, really like this show, guys. You know, we're going to do a full breakdown tonight. We're going to have, you know, three of us in here talking about She-Hulk. But to be honest, we did an episode earlier this week that we had a little bit of a tech issue on. And so the editing is going to take me a couple of days. And I feel like the feed's been kind of empty. And on top of that, I know a lot of you guys stay up late or wake up early to watch She-Hulk like we do. And since we can't record till tonight, I thought I'd do a quick, just like, let's talk about She-Hulk solo. Spoiler free to start. I freaking love this show. Tatiana Maslany is an absolute delight, as she is on everything I've seen her on. I love that woman. And like, I can tell from the first episode, there's a lot of places for her character to go and grow. And I just love the character to begin with, but there's a lot of room to grow. And anyone who's seen Orphan Black knows the range that she has. And I think she's going to go through changes in her life and changes in her experience. And it's going to lead her to all kinds of different ways of expressing herself. And she's going to open up. And I just cannot wait to see the sort of what begins. This isn't, I don't think, a spoiler, but it is. She begins as sort of like a, you know, mild-mannered lawyer, and I think she wants to remain that. And it's going to, I think, like grow as she has She-Hulk experiences, you know. And I think that is super exciting to see Tatiana Maslany go on another, wonderful, just a wonderful chance to bite into a really good character. It's so good to see Bruce again. It's so good to get like a good bit of time with him and talk to him. I can't say enough. I'll try to stop saying things that actually happen in the show, because I'm not trying to spoil you guys, but like that are listening to this without spoilers. But like, I just think the show is great. The tone is very subtle. It's comedic, very much so, but it's like, it does not feel very Marvel to me. It doesn't feel very like big tentpole thing. It feels almost like an indie drama in this first episode, which I know is a weird, I'll get into that more in the spoiler section, but it does not feel like a big sweeping, let's all have a fight, let's all do a thing. It feels very relational, and I love that. I've said for a long time, I would love a show that like explored these characters in a less like, it doesn't have to be a big CGI fight every 10 minutes. Although the show is clearly full of CG, because the characters themselves are CG. But yeah, I just think it's great. I think it's wonderful. I think you'll all enjoy it. And I don't know what else to say, spoiler free. It's just a lot of fun. And I feel like things I say will be spoilers, even though I don't mean them to. So I'm going to get into spoilers, but I just wanted to tell everyone, if you're hesitant, if you've heard bad things about the show, I think throw all that off. Don't expect it to be super Marvel. Don't expect it to be super kinetic like some Marvel stuff is. I think it is just a different kind of show. And it is a kind of show that I personally love. It reminds me of a lot, honestly, of the female-led comedies that I really love of the last few years, like Working Moms, and Working Moms is a lot more jokey than this, but it still reminds me of that. Definitely with the fourth wall breaking, it's clearly eliciting Fleabag, which is another show that I think this sort of is pulling from. It's a comedy, but it's a comedy really based in the real world, and so it feels... And by real world, I mean like the real world experiences of a woman going through the world. And so there's a lot of just sort of irony and things that are played for laughs that are also tragedy, you know, like the female experience. There's a lot in the trailer that you've all seen where she says, you know, that is the base level of anger, you know, or no, anger and fear is the base level of any woman living in the world. Like it's a joke. It's a good joke, but it's also... like the tragedy of that is why it's funny and why it like elicits a like knowing laugh in all of us, you know? And I just think it's really, really good. So it pulls from a tradition of kind of like dramedy that I really, really enjoy. And I think we're still getting a lot of fun stuff. If you're just a Marvel fan that wants fun Marvel things, there's a lot of fun Marvel things. So I highly recommend it. I would not go in with the expectation of it being any of the other shows. It is very different. I think it's very, very different. But it's really, really good. So spoilers. Let's get into spoilers. I just absolutely love this episode. It's so much fun. It's two cousins on like a little jaunt together, you know? Like it did. The hulking out doesn't matter in this episode. Like it does, obviously. She's getting powers and it's her origin story, but like her hulking out has very little consequences on the overall story. It's about her like coming to terms with her cousin pushing something on her that she doesn't want. It reminds me of a lot of like indie dramas that I've seen, you know, like indie films, like where you watch them and it's like, you know, it'll be actors you've seen before, but you've never heard of this movie, and you'll press play on Hulu, and it's just some actors. I feel like this is an entire genre. Some actors sitting in a house, and they're talking about some life struggle that they're all going through. Like, oh, Dan's father died, and you have to talk him through his emotions. You know what I mean? Like, it's that sort of a show. Like, it's funny. It's in that same way that those kinds of movies are often funny because it's friends kind of picking at each other, but it's also someone dealing with like a major life event that she's trying to really decide whether she's going to be a hero or not. That's not true. She's not trying to decide. Bruce is trying to push on her that she should be a hero. This is something she should be. And shout out to Superhero Ethics. They had a episode on this a couple years ago and they should put it out again. And I'll tell Fox they should do that because, It's so appropriate. They had an episode on "With Great Power Comes Great Responsibility," and is that an ethical system worth living by? And do you truly have a responsibility to be a hero just because you have powers? And they came down on the side of no, you don't. You don't have that responsibility. Like you get to live your life the way you want to live it. And I think that's an interesting take. I think it's an interesting way of taking a phrase in comics that feels unassailable, and sort of like asking that question. And this show hit that from the moment go. Like, you know, it's like, I love that we're asking an ethical question that literally in the Stranded Panda community, we've been podcasting about and talking about for years. And then they're just like, let's talk about it. Let's actually have a show where this is the decision of the character. And that is so cool. That just warms my heart to have had those conversations over the years and listen to Super Ethics have those conversations. And then that is literally on the screen. I really, really think that's so cool. And to be willing to question, like Marvel, that phrase, "with great power comes great responsibility," is the phrase that like, I don't know, it feels like the John 3:16 of the Marvel universe. You know what I mean? Like it feels like that is the thing that we all believe. That's why we're all here. We're rallying around this phrase. We have great power. What are we going to do with it? And like, I love that they're willing to make a show that's questioning that. And I don't know where she'll fall in the end. I think it seems like her desire to be a lawyer and live her own life is her driving principle. And I think that's going to be her. Now, that doesn't mean I don't think she's going to get into some scrapes. As Hulk says in this, like, when you're a Hulk, trouble finds you. Like, weird stuff happens to you. I think this show is really, really cool for that. And having that just be the central question. Now, I'm excited because I think this episode is not the show. This episode is a love letter to us Avengers fans and a chance to see her, get to know her, of course, and get to know her in light of Bruce Banner. But it's also this great tour through Bruce Banner's life. Like, what is Bruce Banner doing? What is his life like? What is the Gamma Lab he mentions in Endgame? And like, we see it. Tony gave him this lab and they built a bar together and it's just so cool. It is just so cool, man. There's so many things that I'm sure we'll talk about a lot of little Easter eggs tonight when we do our full breakdown, but I just wanted to hop on and just gush basically because I love this show so far. I was sitting there watching it and being like, I think this might be one of my favorites. Like, and I think it's crazy because I know that we're getting a lot of reports that people don't like this show. People think it's whatever, but this kind of show, I mentioned it in the earlier in the non-spoiler section, the like Working Moms and Fleabag are shows that I like really, really love. And they're shows about women making hard choices in the world and sort of like putting a light on the world and making those choices are some sort of where the comedy comes from. And just the sort of ridiculousness of the real world. And not that this is the real world. This is Marvel. She's a She-Hulk and she's expected to do one kind of thing and she's, you know, deciding to be a lawyer. But from the very first moments of the episode, one of the other actors says, you know, maybe you should give that closing argument to me. Like, I think it'll work better coming from me. And it's a man, you know, and there's this sort of like struggle of that, you know, being underestimated. When she fought a bang, it like makes me smile so big when she like hulked out in the courtroom and knocked down Titania, and she's, I think that's the character's name, Titania, and she falls down and she's like, I'm Jennifer Walters, attorney at law, like I'm nothing else, I'm not She-Hulk, I'm Jennifer Walters, knocks her down and then de-hulks herself because she can control her anger better than Bruce, which is mwah, love it. she de-hulks herself, gets down to regular, and she's just like, I'm ready for my closing statement now. Oh, it's so good. It so ties that first moment of the episode to the end, and I think that's going to be the show. You know, she even says it in the freaking over reading thing. She's like, lawyer show. What, I forget the exact lines, but it's just something like, you know, yeah, let's start a lawyer show now. Like, you've seen where I came from. Now it's time for a lawyer show. And I think that's what we're going to get. And I think that is so freaking cool. Okay, I'm done gushing. I just wanted to hop on, since we didn't get our earlier episode this week in the feed yet. And I know a lot of you guys are up and have already watched this. So maybe this will brighten your work days or whatever. But we will be back tonight to talk. We're very excited. We have Miss Catherine Ray joining us. Me and Jeff will be there and we will be talking about She-Hulk in detail. I just wanted to get some of the broad like strokes of what I really enjoyed out now, and I'm just very excited to like talk to those guys about this. So we'll be back tonight. If you're listening to this and you want to join us for the reaction, we're gonna do a live watch at 7 Eastern, 6 Central on Scener, that's scener.com/strandedpanda, or if you just want to listen to the podcast live with us, we'll be on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv at 8/7 Central. So 8/7 Central, join us on Twitch. That's the big thing. We'll be sitting there, and you can chat in the chat and tag us at strandedpandatv on the chat, and you can and we'll try to answer as much of that feedback live as we can tonight. So yeah, we'll be there. So check it out tonight. twitch.tv/strandedpandatv. If you're not already over there following us and subscribing, what are you doing? What are you doing? You can get that Jeff to Jeff transfer going. If you link your Twitch account with your Amazon Prime account, you can subscribe to us for free once a month. And every time you do that, we make like $2, I think. It's crazy. Honestly, crazy. Maybe $1.50. I can't remember. But it's free to you. So literally, it's a way to support the podcast that costs you nothing. If you already have an Amazon Prime account, you go over to Twitch. We call it the Jeff to Jeff transfer because it's Jeff Bezos to Jeff Randall. I'll try to make sure that page works today. StrandedPanda.com/Jeff to Jeff has a description of how that works. But yeah, so link your account to your Amazon. Come by tonight. You can subscribe for free. We make a little money off of that, and that really does support the show for free for you guys. Yeah, come by, hang out. We'll be there. Is that it? Is that all I gotta say? Oh, right. Until next time, true believers. Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.